Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk about earthquakes. I had no idea. When I saw Benji Schulman is our guy to talk to, I asked Senna, is this our Benji? Turns out it is our Benji. Our Benji is pretty much an expert on this stuff. Benji, why have you kept it from us?
Howard, I'm not sure where you've been, but my previous life, I did my master's in geography, and occasionally on High FM, I got called in to do weather discussions or things like this. So it's not completely new. Yeah.
Well, to me, it is. Nobody tells me anything, Benji. That's the problem. I'm always the last to know. But either way, I'm very, very excited to know this because, because I'm obsessed with weather. You should know. Completely obsessed with weather. I don't know why. I don't know. I have no idea. So at least now I know who to contact to feed this obsession. But let's talk about earthquakes. There was an earthquake recently in Eilat. I remember, in fact, it was when was that Turkish earthquake, which was absolutely horrific? I was in Israel at the time. We were in Ranana in a hotel on, I don't know, the 11th floor, and it woke me up in the middle of the night. It was really frightening, and it was far away from it, obviously. But it clearly seems to be something that happens in that area.
Yeah, so Israel sits on something called the Syrian-African Rift, which is between two continental plates, basically, which runs from sort of northern South Africa, Mozambique, all the way up the continent through Kenya, Tanzania, and then up into Israel and into sort of Damascus. That's the whole rift. And so that whole area is prone to geological activity. In fact, so much so that if you read in Yom Kippur, when we look at the service of the high priest during the Yom Kippur ceremony, you'll see that he does a special prayer for the people of Sharon area in Israel, because their houses were not well built at the time and people would die if there was an earthquake. So that's how kind of far back even, you know, people understood at that stage that earthquakes were a big deal in that area. And in fact, Israel has one serious tsunami every 100 years or so that often does a lot of damage, which is also an earthquake-related activity.
Mm. Has there been any really serious earthquakes in Israel?
Yeah, all the time. If you're talking in the recent past, there was one in 1995, which was about 6.4 on the Richter scale, which is pretty serious. Mm-hmm. And then in 1927, I think there was a big one. So those were the two big ones this century. But if you sort of start going back in time, you know, in the 1800s, there was one that forced the Hasidic community in Safed to move
that's
to Tiberias.
Exactly. That one rings a bell. Mm-hmm. I was thinking I know about that one. So when was that?
And there was one. So that was in 1837.
Right.
And then there's been periodically ones that have damaged the Dome of the Rock and Jerusalem and down in the coast. If you go back, I mean, there's recorded ones as far back as like 150 AD, that sort of thing. So that is a regular occurrence in Israel, these major earthquakes.
Does Israel have laws to deal with this in terms of building regulations?
So they've started. In fact, there's a friend of mine who was complaining the other day that he has a lovely apartment in Jerusalem, and he's having to be evicted for 18 months because basically what the Israeli government does is they say you can upgrade your flat to make it more earthquake resistant or building, and in return you can, like, I think add an extra level or something like that, because getting building permits in Israel is notoriously difficult.
Yes.
And so they've kind of relaxed to for the purposes of trying to make some of the buildings more earthquake proof.
What does it mean to make a building earthquake proof?
It's essentially strengthening the building so that if an earthquake happens, it doesn't collapse in on itself. That's basically it. So that's there's ways that you can create things that that means that it's not that it's not going to be damaged, just that the people inside may not be harmed as much.
Right. Is there a way to accurately predict when an earthquake is going to be happening?
No. I mean, you can't there are factors that go in, and we have like seismic monitors that monitor all the time earthquakes all around the world, including here. And sometimes you will find in the run-up to an earthquake more seismic activities, but you can't actually predict when an earthquake will occur. That's not possible. Other kinds of earthquake-related things you can. So, for example, if you see at the moment there's a lot of activity in Israel at the moment, which may have something to do with the fact that the Santorini volcano in Greece has been doing a lot of active stuff, and that affects the geological environment. And if you have an earthquake offshore, which you can detect, then you can predict if a tsunami is coming and get people off. So
has there been a tsunami? I mean, does the Mediterranean have? Does the fault continue through the Mediterranean?
Yeah, absolutely. If you've ever been to Caesarea in Israel, so that port of Herod was destroyed at one point by a large tsunami as well. So it does happen from time to time. And in fact, Israel this week put out a warning about a potential tsunami because of the Santorini volcano. They said that if it did blow, then you would have about a 2-hour period to get off the beach in Israel because of a potential tsunami.
Wait, the volcano will cause a tsunami as well?
Well, what happens with the volcano?
I feel like everything is going to kill us, Benji.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I suppose so. But you can predict that, so it's not such a big deal. Basically, if a volcano goes off and it's close to water, it comes with a kind of earthquake-like experience. So you could trigger a tsunami in the same way.
Very, very interesting. I mean, I've really ever seen a wave in the Mediterranean, let alone the thought of a tsunami. To me, it just seems like a rather large zoo lake, but obviously I haven't seen it at its finest. Benji Shulman, thank you for that fascinating conversation. I'd love your thoughts, your reaction to it. Benji Shulman is a geographer, and he was talking to us about earthquakes in the Middle East. How common are they? And clearly we can expect more.